Shelley Brim Baggett coming to you from beautiful Branson, Missouri. Yes, this is Billy Brim's A Voice of One Witness broadcast, but she has left the ship with us, so to speak, where we're talking about modern day miracle, where Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever is proving one more time that He is a healer. So we invite you, if you need healing or know of someone who needs a miracle, to listen to this week's broadcast, where Tony and his wife, my sister, Brenda,
Hello.
Hear those great hellos. Don't they have wonderful radio voices? We're so glad we're here and being able to share it.
Amen.
Our little scripture for today, our powerful scripture, is out of Psalm 145 in verse 10, where it says, "All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power." Tony, do you believe in the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Oh, it's awesome. The Lord, in modern day times, works with medicine, with doctors and nurses, and brings about spiritual healings right alongside with the delivery of medical
attention. Now, what were you healed from?
Necrotic pancreatitis.
Wow.
Usually which is lethal.
Yes.
In 85 to 90% of the cases. One of Billy's friends is a registered nurse, and she said, "Now, Billy, you understand that people don't leave the hospital other than in a hearse with this type of disease."
And here you are talking of the power of God.
Amen.
Oh, glory. So, and Brenda, we left off yesterday, and today we want to pick up again on the steps of being led by the Holy Ghost on how to walk out this miracle. And what were your thought?
Well, his parents, his mother and his sisters, this is the first time I had met him. I had never met his family before, and we met him on these terms. But they had such a strong faith. His sister, and Tony will go into it, he had cancer, was 2 years earlier?
Nancy was diagnosed with cancer in July of 2006.
And so Antonia had given her Doty's book, and she devoured it. And
I ministered to her for two different days, for about a five-hour total.
Hmm.
And by sowing that seed of 5 hours into her, she spent 51 days at my side.
Hmm. This is your sister, Nancy?
My sister, Nancy.
Hmm.
And so I had a harvest of 51 days of family care.
But she was healed too.
Yes.
And she's this is her fourth year, correct, Tony?
Correct.
Of cancer, being cancer free.
Yeah.
Glory to
the
God.
2010.
So that's a radio offer, the Dodie Osteen book.
Yeah.
On healed of cancer, and it's just $2, so be sure to call and write in if you want that.
And a note on Dodie's book. I took ill on a Saturday. For 10 days before, I had such a spirit of prayer. The Lord impressed upon me to pray for healing. And so immediately,
10 days before you,
correct.
May 2nd.
So I immediately thought about my sister. Is she having a relapse or another attack? And so I called her 10 days before. I said, "How are you doing?" And she said, "I'm doing really well. I feel well." And the Wednesday before, which would have been 2 days before, 3 days before, I called her again because it came on me again really, really strong. And I would spend a couple hours in the morning praying and reading and getting in the Word. And the Lord said, "Read Dodie Osteen's book, Healed of Cancer." And I'd already read it two or three times. And so I called my sister again. I said, "Are you sure you're all right?" Because you immediately jump to your loved ones and want to know if somebody's having a battle that maybe they don't know about. She said, "I just got back from Rochester, had a complete clean bill of health." And that was 3 years out. And so I obeyed the Lord. I said, "I don't know who I'm praying for. I don't know who I'm reading this book for, but I'll read it." And I read the book in 2 days and then fell ill myself on Saturday. And it was monumental in getting that word into me before I took ill and went into the coma.
Yes.
Because I couldn't read my Bible probably for 100 days because of my concentration issues.
Yes, that's such an important point, getting the word of God in your heart before the tests and the trials of life.
And then my family kept the word in me with Jean Ann McNally's healing scriptures, where she would read the scriptures and minister on the scriptures. Dodie does an excellent job of ministering on the scriptures, as well as Jean Ann's audio CD on the healing scriptures.
So be sure as a listener to call or write to request our radio offer on Jean Ann's CD on the healing scriptures and Dodie Osteen's book. Thank you, Tony. That is so awesome. Now, Brenda, I just noticed you're reading in your Bible. What are you?
I wanted to bring out a scripture where it's Ephesians 6, and it's talking about the whole armor of God. And Ephesians 10 or 6:10, it talks says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong." And then 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil."
Mm-hmm.
"We wrestle not against flesh and blood." And then 13, it says, "Therefore, take up your whole armor that you may be able to withstand in the evil day."
Yes.
And this was Tony's evil day.
Yes.
And then it says, so the Lord was preparing him, and then it talks about the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Yes.
And how the Lord had prepared his spirit, and how he had taken his sword in that evil day.
Yes.
Amen.
So praise
That's
God.
That's right. That is so good.
So.
And then in the first few days after I woke up, when you are in a
woke up from a coma.
Yeah, it was the first few days were coma induced by pain, and the last 25 days of it were from medically induced. Mm-hmm. They used painkillers to treat my pain, and they had to have the level of medicine so high that it put me into the coma. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up from that, you're really not really with it.
Mm-hmm.
I call it yes sir drugs. If they tell you to jump off a cliff, you go yes sir and jump right off, because you're medically induced and you don't argue. You just, everything they tell you, you take with a grain of salt, which is a blessing. And the Lord may have been at work, mm-hmm. in addition to the medicine. But when I became coherent, probably day two, day three, where I could concentrate somewhat, and the first thought came through, they told me that I was going to be hospitalized for a long time and thereafter go into a nursing home or a rehabilitation center I couldn't walk when I woke up from the coma. I had to learn how to walk again, and that was a process. I couldn't talk immediately because they had a ventilator in me, and so then after that they took it out, and
That took a long time.
Yeah, it was a weaning off process.
He had to be weaned off, and at this time he... May 15th, you went to Rochester, correct?
Correct.
And they picked him up. And then he woke up May 29th. So there's a couple of weeks there. And I would talk to his mother every day. And she, besides his sister letting things be known on the internet, on the care internet they had there, but his mother would tell me, well, the doctor just says baby steps, don't expect anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to be honest, there was... in the natural, no improvement. In fact, there would be times when his vital signs would get really bad that they were like, oh, no, you know.
Well, throughout this two-week period, to get ahead of the necrotic process in the pancreas, they had to harvest the dead tissue off the pancreas. And the reason that the prayer that was on the first week in Skaggs Hospital by Monica Maynard, that I get the very best care.
Right.
Rochester, Minnesota, the doctor, Dr. Barron, had scheduled, he had invented a procedure where they endoscopically went in through your mouth, down your throat, into the intestine, and then into the pancreas and harvest that dead tissue internally. All other hospitals do it externally. They open you up. They leave you open for the duration. If it's 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, your incision is open. They just pack it. And then you're susceptible to all the airborne contaminants that, mm-hmm. and the infections and MRSA and all mm-hmm. those things that can happen.
So you literally got the best care.
Right. Rochester, Minnesota is premier. Mayo Clinics and St. Mary's Hospital, premier
mm-hmm.
with pancreatic issues, any pancreatic
so
issue.
So thank God for the Holy Ghost praying through that nurse at Skaggs.
And your sister
and my
listening.
Sister getting the word
and the word.
Following it.
She went to the chapel. She had to make that decision. And the doctor was very animate. About
going to Barnes.
Going to Barnes. In fact, he didn't even, he didn't even approve of him going to Mayo.
They practiced the open mm-hmm. incision type
harvesting. And so there was this type of pressure
that
they were stuck into on this decision. And his sister, Brenda, same name as me, she went into the chapel there.
And she would pray. And she said, I would face east towards Barnes Hospital, St. Louis, and the Lord would physically move my head to the north. And she said, I pushed my head back to the east, my whole body faced east towards Barnes Hospital in St. Louis, and the Lord would turn her to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And that confirmed they wanted me in St. Mary's Mayo because mm-hmm. our family, with my sister's history and my whole family mm-hmm. treats there, we were comfortable there, but we wanted the best care, or they wanted the best care mm-hmm. for me. And if it was Barnes in St. Louis, Barnes it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord pointed to
Praise
Rochester,
God.
Minnesota.
By the Spirit of God.
Yeah,
so,
they were led.
So let's, moving right along, we know that you've created an atmosphere in this Mayo Clinic through the
prayers.
Word, prayer, people all over the world praying, saints praying, the Word of God going constantly, creating an atmosphere. And then what happened to move on? When was the breakthrough?
Well, his mother said baby steps. And so...
I had to have surgery whenever it got to the point where I wasn't going to make it through the night because the dead tissue was poisoning my system so intensely. They'd go in and harvest this dead tissue. The procedure normally takes 30 to 45 minutes. My procedures took 3 and 4 hours.
Wow.
That's how much dead tissue. The nurse described it later as we'd break through one cavity of dead tissue and then we'd see another one.
Mm.
And we'd go in there and harvest that and then another. And we would just have to quit because of the stress that the operation did on your body. You had to balance the operational stress versus getting ahead of the dead tissue.
And she did tell, Tony's telling what the nurse said. This was after.
This is in November that I found this out, but we'll go into that tomorrow.
But she said he was the worst. She'd never seen any worse case in 15 years.
She worked there 15
Glory
years.
Glory to God. 15 years in the Mayo Clinic, never a worse case?
And my pancreas was the worst case she'd ever witnessed.
And here you are with a perfect bill of health.
And people with better pancreases
Glory
did not make
to
it.
God.
Praise God.
Jesus is the healer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for
Praise
the
you,
power
Lord.
Of your word. And thank you for the privilege of being led by the Holy Ghost to carry
really
out this miracle, working
Praise
together with God. Oh, wow, wow. So, listener, I know you're encouraged and excited that Jesus, there is no respecter of persons. And we have today the radio broadcast offer of Dodi Osteen's Heal of Cancer book for $2. And then we have Jean Ann McNally. It's a CD where her beautiful voice is speaking the scriptures. And so we encourage you to call and write for these. What do you tell our listeners that if you want to encourage them, one thing before we leave, don't be moved by what you see?
Just start praising. If you have praised and prayed and believed God, don't let that picture that the devil has painted infiltrate you. You just start praising him for your healing. You start praising him.
He's no respecter of persons.
He'll
do what he did for me for you also.
You just start praising him for your heart, your whatever part of your body, your blood.
Yes.
You just thank him for what he has created you whole,
yes.
and that the power of God in you is healing you.
All right, I hate to interrupt, but boy, come back tomorrow. Until then, shalom, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.